This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. He laid floral wreaths over the bodies of the deceased at police control room in Srinagar. Paying last respects to the deceased of the Pahalgam terror attack, Mr. Shah said, Bharat will not bend to terror and the culprits of this disturbingly terror attack will not be spared. The Home Minister today took first-hand account of the situation at the attack site in Besaran Forest area of Jammu and Kashmir. He also inquired about the health condition of injured people at Government Medical College, Anantnag Hospital. As per credible official sources, 26 tourists, including two locals, were killed in yesterday's Pahalgam attack. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. Kashmir Rally is observing a day-long complete shutdown against the tourist killings in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, main markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. The public transport is off the roads. Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir Omar Abdullah took X to appeal all government office employees across the Union Territory to observe a two-minute silence at 3:30 this afternoon as a mark of respect and solidarity. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has reviewed the current security situation in Kashmir Valley with top officials of the three services. Defence sources said Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Tripathi, Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh and other senior officials briefed Mr. Singh on the current security situation in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. The Jammu and Kashmir government has announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees each for the families of those who lost their lives in the Pahalgam terror attack. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah stated that seriously injured persons will receive 2 lakh rupees each, while those with minor injuries will be given 1 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister also mentioned that all necessary arrangements have been made to transport the victims to their native places. Four special flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai have been arranged today in view of Pahalgam terror attack. Additional flights have also been kept on standby to cater to further evacuation of tourists as per the need. Airlines have been directed to maintain regular fare levels, ensuring that no passenger is burdened during this sensitive time. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has asked the airlines to take swift action to increase flights on routes from Srinagar as there is a surge in demand from stranded tourists looking to return home. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today strongly condemned the dastardly terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir in a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that Australian Prime Minister extended his condolences over the loss of innocent lives and expressed solidarity with the people of India during this time of grief. Mr. Albanese also pledged Australia's full support to India in its fight against terrorism. More condolences have poured in from world leaders as the country mourns Pahalgam terror attack. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the terrorist attack in Kashmir utterly devastating and said that his thoughts are with those affected by the attack and the people of India. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz condemned the terrorist attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He offered condolences to the people of India and wished speedy recovery for all the people injured in the attack. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has cut its growth projections across the board in response to the trade war sparked by US President Donald Trump's steep tariffs on virtually all trading partners. The IMF world output in 2025 is projected to grow at 2.8 percentage point less than what projected in January projection. It is expected to be 3% in 2026, 0.1 point less than the January forecast. India finished their campaign of Peru leg of International Shooting Sport Federation World Cup in third place in the overall standings with a total of 7 medals, including 2 gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.